This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for Todd Cochran. Coming up, Amazon had a record-breaking holiday season, a Netflix phishing scam to be aware about, Star Wars fans honor Carrie Fisher, 10 holiday scams and how to avoid them, and deals, and more deals. I want to welcome you to episode 1337 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, December 27th, 2018. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider, or you can also pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the longtime listeners of the show. Thanks for tuning in and staying subscribed. And also, I'd like to give a big welcome to all the new listeners as well. If you are a new listener to this podcast, I'd like you to visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the show. Over on geeknewscentral.com, to subscribe to the podcast on the right-hand side column of the page, you can subscribe to Apple Podcast, Android, by email, Google Podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, or on a standard RSS feed. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can click on more subscribe options and I'll show you how to get subscribed to the podcast. Also on the website on geeknewscentral.com, you can check out all the latest content that the world famous GNC writing team has come up with. Got a lot of great articles for you to peruse and check out. Also, to reach out to me, if I get the words out, I had a little blank a blank moment there. If you want to reach out to me with your comments, suggestions, want to say hi, I would love to hear from you. My email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com, pa@geeknewscentral.com. I am not on Twitter, but I am on Facebook and also on Google Plus while it's still up. Search for me at you can follow me. My name is spelled K-I-R-K, and my last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. You can watch the show on the Apple TV, and if you have an Amazon Echo, Google Home, or Cortana device, you can say the keyword. My microphone is going to slip a little bit. You can say the keyword, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can also listen and listen on Stitcher and on Blueberry.com. Partner shows include my podcast, GNC Week in Review, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by the GNC team, the New Media Show with Todd and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and of course, Podcast Legends. This show would not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy, who is the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. Over at GoDaddy, get all of your GoDaddy products and services over at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And over on the geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, if you would wish to get start a blog or a podcast or an e-commerce site. I'm just gonna fix my microphone up a little bit. There we go. Okay, there we go. My microphone is a little bouncing around a little bit. Anyway, let's go back to GoDaddy. So start a podcast, a blog, you name it, various products and services are available from GoDaddy, and there's some great deals to be found where you can save 30% on new product purchases. You can get a .com for 99 cents, new or transfer for new customers. $2.49 a month, economy hosting with a free domain, $2.49 a month for a managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain, or 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. These are great deals to be found. It supports this podcast, pays Todd's bills, gas in the car, electric, mortgage, etc. It keeps the podcast online, also keeps the GNC writing team employed. You're supporting a small team of independent content creators, but using one of the promo codes, you'll support Todd Net Effort. Thank you so much for your support. You can share these codes with your friends, family, people, friends and family, and people that you know. Share them on your Facebook page, on your Twitter page. Don't put them on any message boards. But please do support the podcast. Great deals to be found. I'm working on my blog, which I happened to pick up one of the products from GoDaddy, and I'm working on my blog. It's still I have it. I'm still working on it. So when things get a little more fleshed out, I'll be more than happy to share that with everybody. So please support the podcast at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, and we thank GoDaddy for their continuous support. Thank God for continuous support of this podcast. As I mentioned, I'm filling in for Todd. He is away down in Tampa, Florida, visiting his daughter and his family and welcoming the new bundle of joy in his life. He is a grandfather officially. So congratulations, Todd. They welcomed a brand new baby girl. she was born Christmas Day. So mom, dad, and the whole family is doing well. So, and I knew for some reason when he mentioned that on the last podcast previously that that he's going to be a grandpa or grandfather or pop. For some strange inkling, I had a feeling it was a girl. For some strange inkling, I knew the baby was going to be a girl, and I saw some of the pictures he posted on his Facebook page, and she is a cutie. So all the best to Todd and his daughter on the new addition in their family. So all the best to them. Todd is going to be away a week and a half from this coming Thursday. He's going to be flying down to we're flying cross country to Las Vegas for CES 2019. I'll be filling in for the there's no show on New Year's Eve. That'll be Monday, December 31st. There will be a show. There's no show on New Year's Eve. I will be filling in filling in for the podcast on Thursday, January 3rd. I will be filling in for the podcast on Monday, January 7th. And the coverage, he'll be at him along with Todd Bain, Scott Ertz, and the F5 Live team. We'll be down at in Las Vegas at the Sands Expo, for where they hold a lot of startups there. So there's going to be live coverage starting on Tuesday, January 8th through the 11th. It is 10 a.m. Pacific, so that's 1 p.m. Eastern time. Starting on Tuesday morning, so I will have on Monday's episode. On Thursday, next week's episode, I'll have a link into the show notes. I believe it'll be tpn.tv, with the embed, link, so you can watch the live coverage, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be a replay that you can, catch later. So, and I'll bring in, and we'll have a lot of content from the website, from the GNC writing team that will be heavily CES 2019 news between the next week or two, next week and a half, I believe, especially Thursday. It's going to be probably a preview of the products that are going to be out. And I imagine on Monday, January 7th, there's going to be a lot of products previews, and they're going to be more likely to be released from their embargo so they can post it up. And I will have a full wrap up of that heavily covered CES 2019 coverage. So please be sure to check it out at that time. Also, I want to wish everyone, I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas, maybe Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, however holiday you celebrated. I hope everything, you had a great holiday. Me, I had a great holiday. My wife, my family and I had a great holiday. My daughter made out like Christmas Bandit. And, but it was all good. And I'm looking forward to, looking into, ringing in the new year for 2019. So looking forward to that. All right. So let's jump in with the, tech news, for today. First up, Jen has a write-up, an article up on geeknewscentral.com. Amazon had a record-breaking holiday season. Now, I purchased a lot from Amazon, but what kind of wondered why, because I ordered about seven things. They were hats and gloves and some other things. I was wondering why I got them in separate boxes over the past like 3 days, which was really, really odd. But okay. But in the meantime, Amazon really knocked it out of the park. Customers purchased millions more Amazon devices holiday season compared to last year. The best-selling Amazon devices this holiday included an all-new Echo Dot, Fire TV Stick 4K with an all-new Alexa voice remote and Echo. It was a record holiday season for Amazon's kids edition devices. Purchased millions of Amazon Fire TV, Fire tablet, and Kindle products. The best-selling electronics this holiday season included Bose QuietComfort 35 Series 2 wireless headphones, the Samsung flat 65-inch 4K UHD 8 series smart LED TV, Apple iPad Wi-Fi 32 gigabyte in space gray, more than and which was and the best-selling items at Amazon the four-star reviews was Amazon smart plug, Echo Dock, Becoming by Michelle Obama, LOL surprise, I don't know what that is. Under Wraps doll series toys, don't know what that is, and the Dash Rapid Egg Cooker. So there is a full article written up on the site that was posted yesterday from Jen. I have the link up in the show notes. Next up, Carrie Fisher, who passed away 2 years ago, and on the second anniversary of Fisher's death. There was many people that were affected by her death. They took to social media today to remember her and celebrate her life. There was a hashtag carry on forever. Billy Lord, Fisher's daughter, paid tribute to her mother by posting a video on Instagram, and in it she sings in honor of her mother. Mark Hamill tweeted a remembrance, and he said, quote, "There is no right thing to do on a horrible anniversary like this, but I'm finding solace as Billy takes her broken heart and turns it into art. As someone we all loved and will never stop missing once said." And Star Wars UK tweeted some remembrances, and a few others remembered Carrie Fisher. So rest in peace, Princess Leia. Now, it is still the holiday season, and we want to make sure that we all want to have a safe and happy holiday. Over on dumblittleman.com, there is 10 holiday scams. There's holiday phishing. Be sure when you're, and this is for any time, not necessarily for the holidays, for any emails that you receive, always look at the, where I work at, this company I work for, and when customers are calling, checking out an email that is legitimate, I always tell them to look at the very top of the email, the from message, and if it doesn't show, if you don't recognize the email, don't recognize the email address, if the, the email is, the email contains misspellings, grammatical errors, it's not legitimate. Don't click on it. Don't click on it. Delete it immediately. There's fake charities. Just be aware that there's phony websites. So always review it. There's a good way to check to verify it is at give.org. Travel scams, travel ticks. Tricks, loan frauds, package posting, poaching. There's a lot of porch pirates out there. Be aware of that. So there's a lot of great tips that's available. That's online. And I'll have the link up in the show notes on the avoid the holiday scams. If you purchased a new PC this holiday season, over on The Verge, there is the 9 best apps for your new Windows PC. There's Tweetin, Next Gen Reader. There is, I'm just waiting for the site to load. There's Plex, Ear Trumpet, ShareX, Groupie, 1Password, I believe that's a password manager. So there's I'll have a link up in the show notes on the best window apps for your new PC. And on the other side, if you have a Mac, and there is also from The Verge that gives the first 11 apps to install on your Mac, be it a Mac or on a desktop or a laptop. I'll have a link up in the show notes on that. Over on Engadget.com, there is I mentioned earlier about a phishing. Just beware of phishing emails. Over on Engadget.com, apparently the FTC is warning on a Netflix phishing scam. This is in where the FTC warns that, I'm just waiting for this to load, and I have too many browsers up, so that's probably why it's not loading. Let's try this again. Close this out. And I apologize. Okay. The Federal Trade Commission issued a warning today about fake messages claiming to be from a streamer that are really just trying to snag your login info or distribute malware. They posted a screenshot that came from Ohio police, but the message used British English spelling, and the UK's Action Fraud Service gave a similar warning a few months ago. So phishers can trawl for information in order to find other accounts using the same email password combination. So hopefully you're already set up with unique passwords for services, including Netflix, and using multi-factor authentication where available. Unfortunately, it's not yet on Netflix. Just be aware if you see something suspicious, but also if there is a support page on Netflix website. If you see any of these suspicious emails, make sure to email them. There's an email address. You can send them to phishing@netflix.com. So again, be aware when it comes to any scams, phishing emails, always just look and see if it doesn't look legit. Just don't click on it. Don't do anything like that, because bad things will happen to you. Now, over on over on CNET.com, if you're a CenturyLink customer in Idaho, New Mexico, and Minnesota, apparently there was the users from CenturyLink, the users of the internet, phone, and TV provider services have been hit by a nationwide outage in places including Idaho, New Mexico, and Minnesota. It's unclear what caused the outage or why it stretched out. Why it stretched over to more than 12 hours. Down detector reported initial signs of the outage around 4 a.m. this morning, Eastern Time. CenturyLink tweeted, "Our network is experiencing a disruption affecting customer services. We know how important services are to our customers and are working to restore services as quickly as possible." The company didn't respond to requests for a comment from CNET. So hopefully CenturyLink, if you are a CenturyLink customer, hopefully everything's back up. That stinks that it was out for that period of time. Now, on GeekNewsCentral.com and on the podcast, we like to give ideas and help on how to help yourself with dealing with technology. There's a great article on lifehacker.com. There's a article on how to give friends emergency access to your online accounts. There is Facebook. There is a if you're people on Facebook, and I know Facebook has been had a lot of problems this past year. Now Facebook has a feature called Trusted Contact. And if someone has passed away, there is a you can set up a legacy contact. Google has some help where you can go do that. Apple, I don't believe, from what it says here, doesn't have a support page or a emergency access to an Apple account, but you may want to. It does say that if you need to, there is no account recovery or anything of that nature. So you may want to give a trusted. So it says in the article, you may want to give a trusted contact, access in regards to like your password and fingerprint access as well. So there's an article up on, again, lifehacker.com on how to give friends emergency access to your online accounts. In smartphone news, Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL Lite is coming to Verizon in spring 2019. The reports about Google's supposed budget model of Pixel 3 and Pixel XL phones. The Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 Lite, XL Lite, are taking shape. It's the latest are coming. It's saying that it's coming to Verizon in spring of 2019. News comes from a source from Android Police. It will have, these are cheaper models, will have plastic backs instead of glass. Incorporate mid-range Snapdragon 670 processors and come with 4 gig of RAM and 32 gig of storage. So we'll keep an eye on later on this year, in 2019, what's going to be coming up for Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL Lite. And I'm hoping to get one, the Pixel 3 XL this coming year, because it's a great phone. Over on AndroidCentral.com, there's a great article on how you can back up your stuff. Make sure you never lose your data. There's great tools where you have Google Drive. It's for Android devices. There's Google. If you use Google Docs or Sheets, it's good to have to save. They recommend Dropbox. Also recommend Backblaze to can save content for photos and music. There's Spotify and Google Photos for passwords. For passwords, I'm just waiting for this to load again. I apologize. So there's a I'll have a link in the show notes on how you can back up your stuff on all the great all the tools that are available. Okay, and just waiting for some things to load here. I apologize, and I apologize because I've got a lot of browser windows up, and things are not closing like they're supposed to. I apologize. Okay, so next up now, finally wrapping up this very short, it's going to be a very short episode, and a very loud car just moved by. Over on Kinja Deals, there is a wrapping up this episode with all the deals. I'm going to do this at the end because it's a very, I know it's a short episode, and I, you know, there's not a lot of news going on. So hopefully on this upcoming next episode, there'll be a lot of tech news that that's going to be happening. But I'm going to give you some great deals that that's up right now. Over on KinjaDeals.com, there is a $12 power inverter. Over on also, there's Zappos has a annual winter sale with nearly 75,000 deals. Amazon's Digital Day is tomorrow, so check out that. There is, I already have that one. Why did I have that up twice? Let's close that. Okay, just waiting for this to, okay. There is a, I saw it a second ago. Let me just make sure I got this here. You can become a certified app developer with this with a $41 training bundle. So I'll have the link up in the show notes on all these deals. A lot of great deals that you can purchase. Purchase. And if you find a great deal and saving you some money, please be sure to head over to be an insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. And that is it. That's the end of the here we go. It finally comes up. Okay. Did I get that? Oh, okay. I apologize. I have one more. Over on CNET.com, you can get a Echo Dot for $15, a Fire TV Stick 4K for $30. From Propel, there's Star Wars drones for just $40. So that's from CNET.com. I have a link up in the show notes on that. I apologize again. I had some. Had some technical issues. All the browsers that I had open, and I had everything lined up, and they're running a little slow. And it's I didn't want anything to crash, God forbid. So I'll link up in the show notes of all the deals that that I mentioned here right now on the podcast. And that is the end of this week's podcast. A very short episode. I apologize again. And not a lot of tech news. Happened this week. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode. Please be we really appreciate to give us to support Geek News Central at geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can subscribe, be it to 5, 10, 15, 20, or $25 on the insider page. There is a link where you can subscribe, it helps me because it supports me on with the production. Part of the production, protection that helps me pay my bills, which I really, really, really do appreciate it. Also, if you don't want to go through PayPal, that's okay. There's a you can mail a check, and the page that has the address on the bottom of the bottom of the website. I just want to take the opportunity to if I'm looking at my time. I apologize. Looking at the time here. I just wanted to close out this episode by thanking all of you. Well, first, I want to thank Todd for allowing me to be on the team as a producer, executive producer for the podcast. I look forward to doing the production each week, every Monday and Thursday evenings. I get the greatest joy on pulling the latest news from the week, from the day, excuse me, checking out the latest deals, finding ways to help with your tech, you know, like how to avoid scams or how to avoid phishing or ways where you can, we're finding apps for your Android phone or if you have apps for your iPhone and travel tips and you know, things of that nature. I also, you know, find in the rundown when I do the show prep. Excuse me. I also find really cute articles about funny things. I remember one of them off the top of my head was bath salts that smell like Kentucky Fried Chicken. So there's so many things that I found it's funny, make you think, scratch your head and wonder why. But you know, if it gets it brings some information to everyone on the news to have, you know, talk about, you know, during the, you know, you have a water cooler session, what have you. That makes me happy to know that bringing you Todd, you know, bringing the latest news of the each Monday and Thursday, and it's great. It's a lot of I get the great joy out of it, and I thank you. I thank Todd for all his support, for allowing me to be you know his EP, executive producer. Allow me to guest host for this episode. Over the past year, I was guest hosting, filling in for him a few times. It was a little bumpy at first, I admit, but a lot of you folks have emailed me with your feedback and suggestions and support, and I thank you for very, very much for that. I want to give first and foremost a big thank you to Todd. For allowing me to be a part of it. And I'd like to thank him from the bottom of my heart. And I really, really do appreciate it. I also want to give a big thank you to all listeners out there. Excuse me. Give a big big thank you to all listeners out there. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your encouragement, your feedback, your suggestions, comments. You know, good or bad, I take both. Thank you for... thank you for checking out my podcast, GNC Week in Review. Also, thank Todd for allowing me to have a podcast on my own. Just for those that you don't, if you're new to my podcast, GNC Week in Review, is a weekly tech news show that I do every Friday evening around 8 p.m. Eastern Time when I have the podcast recorded and uploaded, etc. And so it's great. So it's a wrap up of the week's tech news of the week, and also news tech news from the week, also from geeknewscentral.com. So I want to thank everyone for tuning into that episode, to the episodes I have up already. I've already out the 7. I want to give everyone thank you for that. I want to wish you all a very, very happy, prosperous, safe, healthy 2019. It's going to be a we all get a clean slate. And so 2019 is a brand new year. So I wish everyone all the best for 2019. And there will be no episode this upcoming Monday, December 31st. However, there will be the very first episode of 2019 is going to be Thursday, January 3rd. So tune in and make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Tune in and subscribe to the podcast. On the next episode will be Thursday, January 3rd. In the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in to the Geek News Central podcast. Please email me. I'd love to hear from you. Be it comments, suggestions. Want to say hi. Love to hear from you. My email address again is pa@geeknewscentral.com. pa@geeknewscentral.com. Until then, Happy New Year. I will speak to you on January 3rd, 2019, for the next episode of the Geek News Central podcast. I'll talk to you then.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.